brought to you by the Every Dollar app. Start budgeting for free today.
I recently purchased a car, and I think it's a mistake.
Uh-oh. Give us some evidence that makes you think it's a mistake.
Well, it's a Mercedes. It's very luxurious. I feel like the gas is premium.
Well, that's a fact. That's not a feeling. I've got one of those.
Expensive.
It's a little extra. How much did the car cost?
$17,000.
$17,000. All right. And did you take a loan out on it?
I did because I didn't have a check at the dealership, but I'm going to pay it off as soon as the first bill comes.
So you've got the $17,000 in the bank?
Yes.
Oh, okay, great. So we're off to a decent start here. How much money do you make?
Our household is about $160,000.
Well, I got great news for you, Greg. That car's not too expensive for you.
Yeah, what's your hang-up, dude?
What's going on? Not to mention you actually have the money in the bank, so you've been disciplined enough to save it up. So what's making you think it's too much car?
I don't know. It's a really nice car. And
What year is it?
A 2013.
Bro.
All right, listen.
What model? Hold
on. It's an 11-year-old car.
I know. Hold on. I'm going somewhere. What model is it?
It's a C300.
Dude! I got the 2013 C250. That's not too much car. It's a great little car.
Did you grow up with not very much, Greg?
Yeah, we were pretty poor.
Yeah, and when you grow up that way, sometimes those people drive Mercedes, not folks like us.
Yeah.
And then you put those people into a category of bad people.
No, not bad people. I just feel like I don't deserve it.
Okay. Yeah, you got to stop with that nonsense.
Yeah. You know what, Greg? Is it that you don't think you deserve the used 2013 Mercedes? Or is it that you think you're being irresponsible?
Maybe that's it.
That's what I'm hearing. I don't want to necessarily hang that on you, but you started talking about, it's $17,000.
Well, I think he's finding a reason to break up with a car. You know when you're dating somebody in high school and you're
because he thinks he's being irresponsible. That is $17,000 where I come from?
Yeah.
That's what I think is going on. Am I right, Greg?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Most of the calls we take with people in your situation on this show make $160,000 and they've just bought their third Tesla.
Or a $50,000 to $75,000 truck. We got that call yesterday.
Yes. When it comes to the number, like, you are showing incredible restraint and discipline by buying a $17,000 car. And by buying a used car where somebody else has paid all the depreciation on this thing. If you don't like it or don't want it, sell it.
That's true.
Who cares?
How many miles do I have on it?
77,000.
Yeah, here's what's interesting. I got mine a steal of a deal. I bought it from a dealership, and an old couple had just turned it in, and I think I got it with 40,000 miles. So it was practically a brand-new car. You remember what I got? And it's still – here's the thing about the Mercedes. The only thing I would say, because I'm watching it.
The repair bill's high, huh?
I just put brakes on it, just a normal maintenance.
They're proud of those brakes?
It's everything on the Mercedes they're proud of.
Yeah.
So what I would tell you, Greg, is that a part of this purchase, you've got the 17 to pay it off. But you do need to understand that, yes, your gas bill is going to be more. Everybody else is excited about gas dipping in the threes, and I'm always like, huh, huh, huh. Because, again, it requires the premium gas. You feel me, don't you, Greg?
Yeah.
You're also looking at the inflation that is always there with any kind of car that requires premium gas. You also are looking at it's a lot more expensive to take care of. However, that car, the reason I got that car is it was a great deal, but it's also going to go to my kids. And if I take care of that, which I am,
it'll last forever.
And I plan for it, a Mercedes will run forever if you do and you save in a sinking fund. So you need to have a budget item in your budget for that car so that when you got to pop $1,500 for brakes, you're still going to have some antacid issues, but you've got the money. Does that make sense, Greg? I do want to prepare you for that because that's something that I have to think about.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Well, can you do that?
Yeah, I can do that.
I know you can. I wanted you to hear you say that you can do that.
Okay.
But I think you need to say, is it okay? John, I still think he's dealing with, he thinks he is just highfalutin, just pissing money away.
Other people drive Mercedes. And I want you to say, whatever you and your household have done, y'all worked your butts off. You're doing good. You're paying cash for cars. You are making six figures. Y'all are doing great, man. You may need to lean into this new identity that you have, this new world where I work hard. I get paid. I get rewarded for the hard work I put in. And we're extra generous. And I buy 10-year-old, 11-year-old used cars. But when I do, I get a nice one.
That sounds great.
Or, dude, here's the other thing. I'm not a Mercedes guy. I'm an old beat-up truck guy. Okay. Right? So that's fine. It comes at a cost. I look ridiculous in the truck I drive sometimes. It, like, it's silly. And also, okay, that's all right. See what I'm saying? So if you're going to lose sleep over it, then sell the car. But if it's an identity thing, that's your new thing to work on. Okay. Because you're a good man who worked hard, and bro, 11-year-old used cars.
Yeah, you're fine.
Get it, man.
All right, John, I got to flip the tables on you here.
Okay.
What about your Texas upbringing, Texas Tech pedigree makes you think that you don't deserve more than a beat up truck?
I actually do. I went to, I don't know if it's a deserve, but I think it's okay. I went to buy.
Of course it's okay.
I saved up, went to buy it, and to get me a brand new Tundra. And I went to the dealership, that all worked out. And I just couldn't do it. And that's like I came home with a Highlander. Great car.
It's a great car.
Good car. Good for grocery carrying.
Why'd you do that?
I just wasn't in a place psychologically to do it yet. I will one day. But I just wasn't there yet.
All right.
And
turning the tables.
I'm not gonna fight myself on it, but I do know, this is an achy point for you, John. Because me growing up, those people drove the new trucks.
Yeah, and that's
in our house, we didn't do things like that.
Yeah.
Well, that's for me to work on.
I had the same issue.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, what? You're going to pay that much for gas? I think my old man's still freaking out about it when I told him what I have to pay for gas. You know? But it is what it is. Good stuff. Hey, thanks for the call, Greg. You're in great shape, my man. Enjoy that, Benz.
Create your free every dollar budget today. The simplest way to budget for your life.